Hello, and welcome. Yeah, I look at people. Most of us, we just tumble through life. I know I have. It's only recently I've found clarity and direction. And even then, it's a daily battle. But, you know, you look at relationships today. Relationships, they're fractured. And we do reduce interactions to transactions. We use each other. Men, we compromise far too much in relationships. We take far too many risks. And the payoff, it doesn't even mitigate or match the risk or investment we put in. I've taken a number of risks over the years. There's an impulsiveness in me that always will. And if there's an element of risk, fine. But it needs to be a calculated risk. There needs to be a payoff. And no amount of shaming or conditioning is going to make me not look at a woman in revulsion for her promiscuity. Me saying this is seen as a double standard and as slut-shaming. Yet it's instinctual. Because no man desires to procreate with a woman who parades herself as the town bike. The disgust you feel for women who are promiscuous, it's a truth men try to justify. You hear them, every excuse in the book. No, mate, you need to be more accepting. Everyone sleeps around now. You just got to get used to it. Get with the program. Well, men will rationalize any female behavior in order to obtain access to sex and get validated. But men stating this, it's not misogyny. It's fact. Now, question being, are you a servant or are you your own man? Because you are not a handyman. Now, it's not your job to fix what's already been broken. Because, I mean, compromise is one thing. But selfless sacrifice for a woman you don't know, who doesn't even respect you, is another thing entirely. Because look around you, I mean, men have been reduced to accessories or props on a woman's social media homepage. You know, just a Snapchat. Just another subscriber on a Twitter feed. Because interactions between the sexes, it's become about bolstering public image. Narcissism is rampant. I can't engage with it anymore. It turns my stomach. And I have more value than a fucking handbag. Because engaging with a female of today, it's like handing a loaded gun to a woman and her holding it at your head 24/7. It doesn't matter how good that woman is. The gun is still in the room and she's still holding it. And she has a system at her disposal. And any justification about female nature or that this woman is somehow different is baseless. Because she can destroy your life. You've given her that power and every excuse in the book to use it against you. You know, I look online and you know, I see a lot of antagonism, a lot of blame being directed at women online, but very little accountability on the part of men. Because simply ask yourself, how are men viewed today? I mean, we're slagged off collectively all the time. Our image is shot. And when it comes to the dynamics of a relationship, in a woman's mind, you're not paying her enough attention, you're working long hours, you didn't do what she asked you to do, and so on. Yeah, a woman doesn't need a reason. All she needs is your consent. And you can't rape the willing. Now you look at it, offer, consideration, consent. Offer, consideration, consent. It's the same process in the business world. And contrary to popular opinion, you can make money out of nothing. You can create equity and capital out of false promises and recycle it. You can go from one person to another, from one deal to another, like a parasite. All you need is consent. So the question being, if you have consent, is the action you undertake inherently evil? Yeah, because there's been discussion online recently, of whether women are innately evil. And it's an interesting question. And it's a confronting one. Yeah, it asks a man to confront uncomfortable truths about himself, about women, about society. Because you look at it. Yeah, how do we reconcile a woman's actions? You know, her actions in the divorce court. When she rips your kids away from you. When she uses the system to inflict continuing hurt upon a man. You know, this angel you once loved is now hurting you worse than any punishment you would ever inflict on your worst enemy. Yeah, how could she be capable of this? And I've known many men who won't confront this truth. They never will. They just keep paying out. They convince themselves that seeing their kids once a month or just a few times a year is just fine. They convince themselves that they're the bastard and that this is somehow just punishment. I mean, you can try to help someone. I get messages from men all the time asking me for a referral to a therapist or a book, or they ask me for advice on how they can stop putting so much value on women, and so on. Yeah, they fail to see that the answer doesn't come in the form of a book or a pill or a therapist, and most certainly not in the form of a woman. I mean, this is learned helplessness. You know, one thing I've discovered by speaking with other men who have quite literally raised themselves up from nothing, is that mindset is key. And without that shift in mindset, you can't progress. I've had my beliefs challenged by so many men. And those are the same beliefs that kept me staying between the lines and not progressing. And adaptation is key. Because, I mean, you can give a man the information, but it's spoon-feeding. He won't apply it. Because he needs to be passionate about it. He needs to pursue it. And countless times I've sat across from men, breaking down fundamental basics. But it's just a case of in one ear and out the other. You know, I've tried to help men who have private messaged me, but very few ever message me back. Because I put the accountability squarely back on them. And with social marketing, I mean, we look online and we get our views reinforced. We start to feel positive about change, that what we're witnessing is growing in influence. But ultimately, it's infinitesimal. Now, truth is, men lose more and more every day and are willing to do so. Men have always pandered to women and will adapt their behavior to a woman's will. So the question, are women evil? And the answer is, women are as evil as men allow them to be. And does that mean that women are evil? No. They feel justified in their actions because we as a society condone it. The question of whether women are evil is secondary to why men allow themselves to be manipulated and hurt. Now, there's been talk on how women get resentful if a man doesn't fulfill her needs. That women feel that they're wasting their prime years. The prime years where they can most effectively extract resources from a man. And if a man isn't complying, well, why wouldn't they feel resentful? Women are driven to extract resources for themselves and their children. So the question being, how can someone overcome an innate reproductive biological drive if they're not even consciously aware of it? Because if you look at the term evil and how we apply it, it's a subjective definition. I mean, if I commit the act of theft, in the eyes of the law, I've committed a crime. And my motive, it's not taken into account. Even if that motive was to feed me and my family. Instead of identifying the root cause of the behavior, it's far more comforting to just write actions off as evil. Now, that way the mirror is never turned back on us. Because if a crime is committed out of necessity, if a, if a homeless man steals a loaf of bread, the fault is on our shoulders, all of us. And likewise, if a woman uses the courts to hurt a man, the burden of responsibility is on me, as it is on him. And that's a hard truth to face. Because if a group has been dehumanized, you know, and that group has internalized this belief to the point that they're enforcers of their own subjugation, then what we have is a codependency. If you look at inmates, you take the example of inmates, it's an interesting thing with prisoners. Because if prisoners are stealing food, you can deal with it in one of two ways. You can punish them, but the theft will continue. Or you can give them the key to the locker. Then the thief becomes a policeman. And this works with kids too. But the term evil, it's fluid. It's subjective. You know, if something hurts us, it's bad. If something helps us, it's good. And just because we can't rationalize the actions of women, it doesn't give us the right to dismiss them as evil. You know, in turn dismissing our role in the process. Because we all have a responsibility here. In all of us, we are all driven by selfish desire. Yet we don't commit to an action without there being a payoff. Now, if a child commits an action out of fear or because he doesn't know any better, are his actions inherently evil? No. But that's what evil is. It's fear and ignorance. You know, someone acting in a way that will directly benefit them. It's survival instinct. And the behavior is normalized. You know, that person is rationalized that they're acting out of self-preservation. You know, the other party has been dehumanized, and that other party has reinforced this process of dehumanization by actively complying with it. You know, if we look at the worst acts in history or at mass killings, and we analyze the actions instead of the processes that led to it, we always do this. But it all starts at the same level. Yeah, minor instances of disrespect, leading in turn to mass consensus and propaganda. Yeah, that's how you get an entire audience of women on the TV show The View laughing and applauding at a man who had his penis cut off by his wife, simply because he asked for a divorce. So, are the women who were applauding evil? No. In fact, they felt empowered by applauding. Because it's normalized. How can it not be? When men will actively join in with the ridicule and castigate the male in question. So, it's pointless holding only one side of the equation to account. Because female nature is what it is. And whether that woman would hurt a man or not is irrelevant. Because women won't change their behavior or even justify their actions because men don't challenge them or even give voice to their own losses or hurts. Yeah, men criticize and condemn other men who do. So women won't change until forced to by self-preservation. This is female nature. This is the mentality. And again, women aren't evil. It's instinctive. And the situation, it's getting worse. And it's consensual. You can try to reach men. No. God knows I have. But they block it out. And I'm always the first person they come to when shit hits the fan. But I don't want to play that role anymore. Yeah, I'm burnt out. I've done my bit. If a man wants to commit the act of suicide, I'll voice my disapproval. I'll point out options, but I can't pull him off that ledge. That's up to the individual man. A man wants to play victim, that's his choice, but I will not play rescuer. I can point out the hows and the whys, but what action he takes is on him. Because men will let the ground just fall away from under them, and they will grin like idiots. Because men don't realize they already have the answers. They don't realize that no matter how many times you beat them with the proverbial phone book, I mean, networking with other men will get you leagues ahead of everyone else. Leagues ahead. And yes, there's a lot of sharks out there. I've met them, so be careful. But you only have as much power as you allow yourself to have. You know, a man, he thinks he's comfortable. He has his little computer, you know, he has some assets, some disposable income, may have some freedom. But the only difference between a rut and the grave is the depth. You know, I often think that maybe some men are made to be disposable. Like it's a natural culling. You know, suicide rates, depression, so on. The hallmarks of the despondency that men experience now. Of course, this always gets blamed on testosterone, or that men are emasculated due to women advancing in the workforce or in academia, whatever. But I prefer to see it as a natural gulf that men are now finding themselves in. Because men of my generation, you know, a lot of us, we grew up just resenting traditionalism. Because we didn't have a choice. You know, look how fathers and men were portrayed over the last few decades. So, becoming the doltish father or being the put upon husband, it wasn't any kind of sense of loss in that regard. But what it's been is a gulf, you know, a lack of male identity. And we've eroded the male spirit and male self-esteem. We've broken men down into self-hating, unquestioning, just compliant drones. Men who see no value. They don't see any value in speaking out. Only in conforming. You know, they attempt to adapt. They find their way, then they just give up. The road is too hard. Now you look in the eyes of men around you and you see the hurt. You know, the frustration. If a man is in a relationship with a woman, you can't say a woman isn't aware of that pain. You know, women have very keen instincts when it comes to reading men. That's their bread and butter. And again, this is instinctual. Her needs come first, and his needs are actively ignored. And women, they self-justify, as do men. And it's a poisonous combination. One enables the other. And it's easy for a man who's being brutalized by the family court to just turn around and state that all women are evil. But the groundwork had been laid. The signs were there. He just didn't see it. And he took no preventative action due to ignorance. But he was mutually responsible. And that's a hard truth to face. Because most men would not subject a woman to such heinous abuse. They wouldn't. They wouldn't put her through all that abuse through the courts. Or tear their children from her. Yep. But taking preventative action after the fact is pointless. And holding on to resentment is like drinking poison and waiting for the other person to die. Yeah, but speaking out and claiming that right and progressing with life, I mean, it's the best remedy. You know, it's the best way to help other men. You know, I look at my life, and my life is often been one step forward, two steps back. But I've made things work in my life. And other times I've fallen flat on my face, but so be it. You know, it's like coming back from a knockout. You need to reinvent yourself. And this is where I'm at in life. Yeah, I'm not the same man I was when I started this channel. I've changed, as have you. I've seen you change. I've seen men now just claiming loud and clear that they're not prepared to compromise or sacrifice their rights anymore. That they're not puppets on a string anymore. They've found a voice. Most men, I mean, they look at the situation and they resign themselves to the fact that they feel it's hopeless you know, that they can't affect change. But every man can, because he creates change in his own life. And there are no easy answers, but you have those answers. You know, problem being, most men are just too scared to even ask themselves the hard questions. But if you don't ask yourself the questions, how can you ever identify the dangers? Because men, they refuse to accept the risks. They just think they need to, you know, up their game, or just better handle women, or just collect more wealth and status, whatever. I mean, you say to a guy, you say to one of your friends, the reason you don't approach women or engage in relationships is due to the fear of, you know, false rape accusations, paternity fraud, child support, and they won't accept it. I mean, these are risks and they're real. You are handing a loaded gun to her. But there is something in every man that wants to hand this gun over. It's just too ugly a truth to face. You know, I've said in a previous video that that MGTOW, that it's not a destination, that it's part of a man's journey. And some may take that as meaning that there'll potentially be a regression on the part of men, a backsliding. But far from it. You know, this is a process of transition. MGTOW, it's not ideal, because we're still facing risks. We're still not getting all of our needs met. We don't yet have a full network of support. And there's a lot of fragmenting. You know, it's a process of establishing identity. It's about setting parameters. And some label it as infighting, but no, it's not. It's natural, and it's necessary. I've seen it countless times. And like me, no doubt like some of you, there's always been a drive in me to instigate conflict. You know, it's me sticking up for the boy I was. You know, even if it's someone else being picked on, the boy in me needs protection. You know, it doesn't mean I act on it, but this is my internal process. And men need to allow themselves this right to protect themselves. Because 10 years ago, you know, I thought we should change the word love to respect. But I was wrong. Now I think we need to change it to value. So it goes from being just a subjective expectation to actually actively providing value to someone's life. And you can't do that without there being trust. And again, the difference between rape and sex is consent. And you can't rape the willing. Men need to stop acquiescing and signing away their rights. Because most men are Muppets. Literally, they're Muppets. They're puppets on a string with zero self-value. And I've known and continue to know men, some of the sharpest, most resourceful men, who still have the blinders on when it comes to women. Myself, I've moved away from relationships. You know, it was important for me to take a step back, because I'm not going to repeat past behavior. You know, that's a choice you can exercise. But if you do that, you need to be prepared for the backlash. So, you know, a lot of men online, they're very cavalier about breaking away from groupthink and from social and peer pressure. But it can have consequences. You know, fracturing of relationships and family relationships. And no man is an island. You know, a lot of things we take for granted, it's only until you come face to face with the destroyed spirit, you realize how much value we have that we dismiss. And it's like banging your head against a brick wall with a lot of men. Because you're in a process of adaptation. You, me, all of us. And you're making your own way. And for the first time in your life, you define the next steps you make. The choices you live by. Here, now. We're laying the foundation for a new genesis of masculinity. Right now. It sounds dramatic, and it is. And if I'm wrong, ask yourself this question. Can you go back? Knowing what you know now, can you go back? Because this time, you won't allow yourself to be censored. or demeaned or controlled. Because we're planting the seeds. And we can't control the elements, but in whatever small way, we're experiencing a resurgence of the masculine spirit. And yeah, we're going to get knocked back. We're going to get attacked. But we're going to get back up and we're going to keep on our way. And we're not going to be beat down any longer. Because men are finding their voice. They're backed into the corner hanging on to dregs. But we're done fighting for scraps. We are men of standards. We have conviction, we have purpose. And every day we're setting in motion a chain of events that will lead to the emancipation of the male spirit, the male body, and especially the male mind. And your course is set as is mine. There is no walking away from the truth. All there is, all that's left, is a constant forge. We've defined our values, what we refuse to compromise on. We are the walking embodiment of the post-feminism man. Young man reclaiming his voice, reclaiming his pride, his masculine spirit, with no apologies, no regrets. Yet we go our own way, and what was before is left behind in the dust. The shell of the man we once were, we shake it off. Because this is our transition. Self-aware, determined with the purpose we define. Our mind's the key to our chains. And your words of shame, they carry no weight. We have claimed our pain and our experiences as valid. And you can't deny us our right to grieve, or our right to make sense of and understand our experiences, and lay the blame where it rightfully belongs. To give it a name and forge a new way of being in this world. Because you stare in the mirror and for the first time in your life, you like the man staring back at you. You have compassion for him. And with that compassion, we no longer feel the fear that led us to make our way on the shoulders of other men. But now we make our way with their support. Your men who challenge us and prompt us to examine the truth of our experience and the world around us at every step by their example. Men who hold us to account as it should be. Because it's about time someone did.